I had to put my icebreaker in so I didn't have bad breath for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's super important. The mic is so sensitive to that.
Let's talk about music today.
All right. That's
on your list of things to talk about.
Yes, it is. I was just going to check it, but you already did, so wonderful. Let's start it off. The Hits 104.9 Off-Air Podcast. Randy, we're a top 40 station.
Yeah, we are. Hey!
We get a lot of that in the studio. So what do you listen to outside the studio?
I listen to all kinds of stuff because I'm a mobile DJ.
Kind of range.
And everyone's like, yeah, right. What do you listen to? Seriously, I listen to a lot of stuff. So when we talked about concerts, I kind of give you a big realm of stuff.
Yeah.
Different genres. Man, I listen to anything from like 90s country to 80s pop to 80s rap to 90s rock to 80s rock metal to glam to 2000s to music from today. I just have it all mixed up. If you open up my Spotify playlist, you would be like, what the hell is this guy on?
Yeah,
it is funny because, you know, Spotify, I've opened up my Spotify list, which I will right now.
Okay.
And most of it's probably country because I drive a lot when I have Spotify on.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to a lot of 90s country in my car, yeehaw. And because, I don't know, I just get stuck in 90s country land when I was on the radio in the 90s. And I just got, it was all about good 90s vibes. Country back in the day.
Yeah.
And every year Spotify puts out your top songs or whatever listen to. So go to your list. Do you have your list up there?
Yep.
All right. Let me get to my list here because I'm probably not as in tune as you are to this.
No, I'm struggling.
Because I have daily mixes. I have daily mix one, daily mix two, and all that stuff.
Daily mixes. I got those right here.
And I've got a lot of classic rock too in there too. I'm not sure why, but
classic rock more than I probably should.
You want to start? I have my top songs of 2020. It just came up.
Okay, let's hear your top songs of 2020.
My number one song is Someone Else's Dream by Faith Hill.
Oh.
Sacred Ground, McBride and the Ride. All the Pretty Girls, Kenny Chesney. She's Got a Mind of Her Own, James Bottomy, which is a country song. Kenny Chesney, What I Need to Do. Every Second by Colin Ray. Apparently a lot of country that I was listening to in 2020.
All country in 2020.
Roller Coaster, Luke Bryan. Drunk Last Night, Eli Young Band. Good Day to Run, Daryl Worley, which is a hell of a song. Joe Diffie, New Way to Light Up an Old Flame. Check Yes or No, George Strait. Everything's Changed, Lone Star. Learn As You Go, Rick Trevino. Working It Out, Daryl Worley, or Daryl Singletary. George Strait, you know me better than that. Come Cry to Me, Lone Star. Marshmallow and Churches Here With Me.
Oh, switching it up now.
No More Lies, Michelet. Enjoy the Silence, Depeche Mode.
Love
Be
that.
Kind, Marshmallow. Dreamin' from Cliff Richard, which is like a late 70s, early 80s song. Patti Loveless, The Night's Too Long. Hurry, Sundown, McBride and the Ride. Somebody Else's Moon, Colin Ray. Chillin' It, Cole Swindell. Icy Girl from Sweetie.
Oh, that's an outlier right there.
Fun from Cascade. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark from YNT. You Should Be Here, Cole Swindell. My dad passed away, so I listened to that song quite a bit. Forever and Ever, Forever and a Day, Gary Allen. My Blue Angel, Aaron Tippin. Let Me See a Girl, Cole Swindell. I like him.
I can tell.
Kings and Queens, Ava Max. Church of Your Heart, Roxette. I'm All Right, Jody Messina. Devil Woman, Cliff Richard. I can go on and on.
Yeah,
top 20?
So I've been using, I have Pandora Premium and Spotify, and I'm new to Spotify, so I can't find any of my, review, but my liked songs.
Yep.
I got, now I'm double.
Just read down the list.
Tiesto.
Uh-huh.
Am I saying that right?
Yep.
I got Lay Low, Tiesto. I have a couple songs that I found on TikTok. Lola Young, Don't Hate Me. That's one of my favorites right now.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that one.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, pretty consistently, I listen to a lot of Suicide Boys, Run the Jewels, Night Lavelle, stuff like that. And then I like to mix it up a little bit. We got Enya, Orosika Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Orinoco Flow.
Oh, no goa.
And then one of my go-to will always stop everything I'm doing to listen to this band,
mm-hmm.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise. You heard of them?
I did. For what song was the one that I heard that I saw it on YouTube?
Maybe Free Fall.
That sounds right.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
That's a great
It was on it was on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one I found from TikTok.
And I was like, whoa, this is cool.
They're great. I love it. And I love the name, too. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very good. And then I went through, like, a Lil Peep phase for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. And now I can't stand Lil Peep. I just, every time it comes on, I'm like, no, can't do that. But outside of that, Nicki Minaj. I am a hardcore Nicki Minaj fan.
Yeah.
Till I die.
Wow.
My gosh. Love her.
She's got a new album coming out. New album coming out, yeah.
Yeah, and then we got, let's see, the Rolling Stones are on here.
Mm.
Beartooth. I really like Beartooth quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You ever listen to, like, really heavy metal stuff?
You mean, I call it Cookie Monster? Rah, 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 rah!
Yeah, like, gosh, why am I blanking on all of the bands? But here we go. Bring Me the Horizon, I Prevail, Starset, You, Me at Six, Asking Alexandria, that.
I've heard of Asion Dandria. I've heard of them. sounds like dandruff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this. Everybody's like Nickelback.
Oh, I love Nickelback. It's a love hate. I love to hate them, but I love them.
Why do you love to hate them though? So is it because everyone talks bad about
everybody
them?
Everybody is just smack talking Nickelback all the time, but I love their music.
Here's how I look at Nickelback. Nickelback is the Journey of the 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you listen to Nickelback and you're in the car, my mom's Saturn, the CD player with the physical buttons that made a sound when you pressed them to go to the next track. The AC didn't work. It's summer. The windows are down.
AC didn't work.
That I love Nickelback. There's a lot of music that I just love because of what it reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
And Nickelback is one of those. But I love Nickelback just in terms of, like, the music they produce is awesome. It's great.
See.
I did kind of a deep dive on trying to figure out why people hate Nickelback so much. And a lot of the consensus is that they don't, like, stick to a subset of the rock genre. Like, they're all over the place.
Yeah, they look at them as posers.
Yeah. But I like that.
Because they started out being rocker guys.
Very specific kind of rock, yeah.
And then they were like, hey, let's do some pop stuff so we can get some hits. And they got some hits, and then they were sellouts.
No, they're... I mean, you adapt, right? You can't hate them for that.
No.
So many people do that.
They're laughing all the way to the bank anyway. They don't care.
Exactly. I love Nickelback, though. Classic songs.
But, you know, I like E-40.
Oh, I like E-40, too. You know, he used to do shows at the Tulare Fair all the time.
I know.
Yeah. One of my friends went there, and God, I mean, it would be cool to see him, but the show he put, you could tell, was like a $500 show, like, and $400 of it was the stage. And the rest of it was, like, some little sign. But, you know, some of the, like, the Foo Fighters concert, like, not technologically advanced, like, no flashy anything. It's about the music, you know. And so you don't need a lot to put on a good concert or to enjoy an artist.
No.
You got to like the vibes.
No. And what, Baby Bash? Baby Bash. I love Baby Bash.
Yeah.
Started out here. Still around here, I think.
He's got a very interesting taste in music. Matt Mason, I know he really enjoys Matt Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had his Spotify because he's had Spotify for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Anthony. He actually pays for my Spotify.
$10, baby. $10.
Yeah. And he's got such a range, too. But people who just enjoy one genre are, oh, I hate listening to that. I don't. Come on. You'll like it. Just give it a shot, you know.
You know what I didn't, like being a mobile DJ, I hear some stuff and I like, I love it when they come up with like all this different stuff that I haven't heard before, like Texas country.
Ooh.
These Texas country artists, Wade Brown and what's the other guy's name? John Boland and Josh Abbott and all these other guys. I was like, who are these people?
Yeah, how exciting.
And I looked them up and was like, oh, this is like these guys just focus on Texas and there's just certain people that are here. And it's like, who are you trying to get in here? Chad?
Yeah.
Oh,
Chad's
God.
Looking in, peeking in. Like, I'm interested to
Chad
hear
wants to chime in on the podcast today. I see.
I want
to
hear what he's got on his mind. Chad is a man of worldly realm.
Chad is worldly.
Matt Rife, what?
What are you trying to listen to Matt Rife?
We're talking about music.
Here.
So what do you
listen
to?
I'm talking about
to?
Matt Rife.
Yeah, we already did. We'll cover Matt Rife specifically.
We'll get you a
This guy's awesome. I mean, like, I'm loving his comedy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. But you don't invite me in and not expect us to go in the opposite direction. You
I
know
did.
That, right?
I'm going to try my best, though. What do you listen to outside of work?
Yeah,
music.
So first of all, what bit from Matt Rife are you listening to?
Go ahead, tell the truth.
Randy, you're encouraging him.
Tell the truth.
Ouija board.
Okay.
I've never heard of Matt Rife. I'm getting so much hate from everybody in
Tulsa
County because I've never heard of him.
Yeah, you need to step it up.
I do. I'm going to. You know what? As soon as we're done here,
Pull him up on the phone. Listen to him on the way home.
It's a good thing you're not easily offended. That's all I'm going
to
say.
No, I'm open to new. If there is constructive criticism involved, I'm open to it.
I need my space over here, Randy. I know we're trying to share a microphone, but. You keep coming over here. If you're going to lean over like
that,
just talk about your favorite song and get it over.
If you're going to lean over like that, make sure you smile.
Just talk about your favorite song.
Buy me dinner first.
Buy me dinner first. I mean.
I bought you dinner.
No, that was Wendy's and lunchtime.
Hey, Wendy's is dinner.
No, it was lunchtime, though.
Oh, sorry. Wendy's is a good meal, though. I had
That's just friends
night.
There's lunch.
You are here for the food.
That's not an invade your personal space lunch.
He wasn't here for the food podcast.
That was a good... We need to
I'll turn
that
this into a food podcast simply
food
for you.
We'd still be talking if he was here for the food podcast.
By the way, the Enchirito is back at Taco. All right, Taco Bell.
At Toxco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Taco Bell Costco combo?
Don't mess me up here.
See, if you were here for the food podcast, you'd know she doesn't eat tacos. She eats burritos.
I hate tacos.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
the Enchirito's back, at least.
Jeez.
I mean, that's perfect.
It's a saucy burrito, and I'm here for it.
It's a wet burrito.
Yep. That's the best kind.
And I'm so immature, I laugh at that every time I see that on the menu.
Wet burrito.
Oh.
Your favorite music outside of work? We're working
a mariachi.
Really? You know, fun fact, I was in a mariachi band.
Wait, what?
Yes, I played violin in a mariachi band.
Did you meet Selena?
Gomez? Oh, Selena, just Selena. No, unfortunately. So we never did anything, but my grandma wanted me to learn violin, and the only lessons we could afford were mariachi lessons.
I think she was probably born after Selena's death.
I was born in 96, so.
Yeah, I think it was 94 she passed away.
Yeah.
You know, the violin is also known as the fiddle. You know the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
The hurriedness at which it's played.
Basically, yeah, how you play it is the difference.
Fiddle is faster.
Just going to let you know that.
Question is, who else was in this mariachi band?
Oh, man, I can't even remember. It was here in Visalia.
Did you guys do gigs and stuff?
Yeah, I never made it, like, out. I never got my costume.
No.
So you didn't learn the fiddle? I mean,
well,
I
learned the basics, and then I would teach myself at home. I got pretty good. But there was never any, like, reason to keep up on it. And, but we lived in Hanford when we were doing this. And so all of the events in Visalia.
Hanford even.
I'm a worldly gal.
If you were here for that, you would have been here to get to know Nikki B. You would have been here and known, but.
This is known.
Stop taking my microphone.
We need another one.
This is a.
Have to go back to podcast number one. Podcast number one, Chad. Go back to podcast number one.
This is CB conversation.
See your way out of it.
Ooh. Oh, wait. Yeah, AB conversation. See your way out of it.
Sorry. Sorry. Get over it.
Anyway.
Favorite song?
Is mariachi really your favorite?
Love mariachi. I love Hawaiian music, too.
Hey, that's cool.
I like Native American music. I'll listen to that quite a bit.
You'll have to send me some recommendations, because I've never heard.
Anything Alexa says.
Other than like what's on TikTok, I'm like on that side of TikTok. It's super. Like I love watching
When you're listening in the car to Sirius XM, you're listening to Native American music 128.
I'll listen to Vivid Entertainment on Sirius XM.
Okay.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
Is that the comedy? No,
that's not the comedy.
Oh man, I don't even want to ask.
It's a dark hole.
Oh no. Man.
Literally.
You know, maybe this podcast will take us to Sirius XM.
Nah.
I think
we're better than that.
I'm staying positive. Oh, yeah, you're right. We're going to get on TV with this.
Oh, ABC. Yes.
ABC. We'll eventually get in. Yeah, we'll eventually get into the vlog thing.
You know, with this writer strike thing going on, there's more of a chance of more reality stuff coming out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although they do write that, too. It's just
I don't need no writers. I got this all.
We're all unscripted here.
Yeah, we're gonna start a reality.
What do you need a writer for?
Behind the scenes. In the studio.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
Speaking of music, Randy and I told Randy we need a theme song for this podcast. You got any ideas? Give us a jingle, Chad, on the spot. Go.
It's the Hits 104.9 podcast.
Woo! Love it. Add some violin. Add some mariachi in the background.
Add some mariachi and some Hawaiian music into that.
And end it with Hits 104.9 Visalia.
Yeah.
Randy thought that's the greatest thing when he heard Visalia sung in our liners. That was like his thing.
It's catchy.
They could have just sent me Visalia, and I would have been like over the moon just over that.
Yeah, we're changing the name of the radio station to Visalia.
Yeah.
It's got to have the little accent so
that's,
you know how
that's to really my favorite song.
Visalia.
You got to headbutt me on this one of these things.
Chad's very concerned about his personal.
And I got a TBI, so you got to be careful.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, Chad, no.
Traumatic brain injury.
What happened?
I got an accidente.
Like a car accident?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Vehicular accident.
Vehicular.
I almost
collision.
Died. Everything.
Did you really? How long ago was that?
February.
Oh, wow.
I know. Randy came to my rescue. Our general manager, Bill, came to our rescue.
Oh, Bill is great. He was in my TikTok yesterday.
He's not the best person to come out when it's like a serious subject, but at least he, you know, gets you to laugh a little bit.
It's the moral support.
I mean, he was going to take me to the hospital, put me on IVs, all kinds of stuff.
All himself, too.
All himself.
Like, he was, move out of the way. I need to take care of Chad.
Yeah, basically, he was going to cut off my leg. I mean, it didn't need to be cut off, but he's going to cut off my leg,
that
stuff like that.
That's like our general manager right there.
I mean.
That's the type of person he is.
Euthanize me if he needed to.
He's going to get the job done.
Yeah,
whatever
basically.
The cost.
Yeah, whatever saves him money around here.
Oh, man. Love
he
that.
Yes.
All right, so we got your favorite song?
Yeah. Yeah. We keep getting sidetracked.
Oh,
you're
get
good
back
at
to that
this.
We didn't narrow that down to it was mariachi music, but
yeah, we'll let you pick two.
Ooh,
specific
I like
songs.
Suavemente. Suavemente.
That's a cop out. What's your favorite song? Come on.
Bitty bitty bum bum.
Going back to Selena.
Selena says.
He really likes Selena, apparently.
Don't judge.
You get two songs.
If Randy we hooked you up to a lie detector test right now,
which we can,
right now,
we'll get Bill on it. Don't get it.
And we asked you what your favorite song is, and you said "Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb." Would the lie detector say "ding" or
"it"? It would say "ding."
All right.
All right.
And we'll test that.
Yeah.
What's the last one? What's besides Matt Rife? Let's see.
Yeah, I'm going to get the lie detector app in here.
What else do I listen to? I listened to Jelly Roll the other day.
Oh, I like Jelly Roll.
Yep.
I like Jelly Roll. I follow his wife.
Morgan Wallen.
I'm sure we'll be playing that Jelly Roll song here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I listened to 50 Cent the other day.
I love 50 Cent.
In Real Life. Remember them?
In Real Life. Yes, I do remember
I was listening to them. Ed Sheeran.
Oh, the Clark Family Experience. Remember them?
I do, but
never heard.
Nobody
of
else does.
Oh, man. I was listening to Doug Supernaw the other day.
Aw.
You know, it should tell you like my most played song.
Yeah,
I
went
remember.
Down my Spotify list. It's all 90s country.
I haven't been on Spotify at all. I had to pull up my Pandora. I was like a Pandora customer back when it first came out.
I was Pandora.
I think we all were because Pandora could predict everything that we listened to.
The Music Genome Project.
Well, yeah, no, it was more of what's in Schrodinger's box. You never know what's going to be in there.
Yes.
Is it going to be a live cat or dead cat? You don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you tried the Spotify AI yet?
The
what?
Who?
The Spotify AI DJ. Yeah.
I don't believe in this AI stuff. I mean, this is like
Have
the devil.
Have you used ChatGPT, though?
The what?
ChatGPT?
In English?
Yeah.
That is AI. It's an AI.
It writes commercials and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It'll take your job.
I can write my own stuff. I don't need no help from this fake stuff.
You know, I was just having a conversation with the media department about the the Photoshop AI, and we're gonna have to do an episode. They are graphic designers. I said.
I got the street smarts. I know that.
I could Photoshop a doctorate.
Yeah, I can get one online.
Microsoft Word. Yeah, $40.
$50 from a doctor out in, out in Exeter. I can get almost anything.
We can Photoshop Chad's face onto Matt Rife's body.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it looked like I had the pec surgery.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got to watch that guy.
All right, it's on my list. I'll get it done.
I'll
educate myself.
If you don't like cursing and stuff like that, I'd say don't.
My favorite comedian is Kyle Kinane and Daniel Tosh. So I have absolutely no problem with offensive material.
Okay. Language. Because parental advisory, I'm just right now.
I'm not sensitive, Chad. You know me.
Right.
I'm censored only by the laws of the universe.
And FCC.
Yeah, on air. Yeah.
Off air. But this is the off air podcast, so we can say anything.
We can really.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sorry. We get to the sixth episode, and you all realize this is off air podcast. Off air podcast. You can say anything.
Test that right now. Say something.
That shit's legit.
He said shit. Holy
so
crap.
Oh. I like how he said shit.
Oh,
and then he said holy crap.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that better
fucking
now?
Off air podcast, right. Baby. Woo.
You feel better now?
No, not really.
I
got a feeling that Bill's going to. Can we beep these out?
He's turning red over here. Look at
Chad
it.
Chad is stressed.
Bill's going to get mad.
That's okay. Bill's cool.
He's turning to red.
We're going to get Bill in here.
He is not cool.
Drop the F-bomb. He's cool with
me. He will yell. I mean, he loves me, but I've heard him yell.
See, you take things too personally, Chad.
We've gone off the rails. I think
it's time
to wrap
it's
things
time.
Up.
Why? Well, what time are we at now?
I don't. 22?
Only 22 minutes? We can go more.
No, we keep this at like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We're way over time.
I mean, I'm going into overtime right now. I'm cool with it.
No, you're not going into overtime. Clock out. Go away.
It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast.